Hello everyone, welcome to the Prolific Living Podcast with Esther Ogutola. Thanks for joining me today. Today, I'm going to be talking about starting afresh. Don't give in to excuses. Do you find yourself stuck in a particular level in your life? Do you find yourself stuck to a particular level in your career and you keep telling yourself, oh, I could have been better than this if this had not happened? Do you keep saying, oh, if I had studied the right course, I would have been able to get to a particular level in a career, and you are stuck to a particular one that you are doing and you don't find joy, and you feel, oh, my life would have been better if this had happened, and you keep blaming someone for the reason why you are where you are today. If you keep thinking of that you could be someone better because of something and you're not taking action to it, I will tell you today, you can start afresh. Don't give in to excuses. John chapter 5 verse 1 to 8. The story about a lame man that Jesus healed. I'll try to read it briefly. Afterwards, Jesus returned to Jerusalem for one of the Jewish holy days. Inside the city near the sheep gate was a pool of Bethesda with 5 covered porches. Crowds of sick people, blind, lame, or paralyzed, lay on the porches. One of them lying there had been sick for 38 years. When Jesus saw him and knew how long he has been healed, he asked him, "Would you like to get well?" Verse 7. "I can't, sir," the sick man said, "for I have no one to help me into the pool when the water is stirred up. While I am trying to get there, someone else always gets in ahead of me." Can you imagine? This man has been there for 38 years, and is the excuse, in fact, the excuse he has is no one can push him into the water for him to be healed. And that has changed his mentality. And the first thing he replied Jesus is, "I can't." Are you also telling yourself, "Oh, I can't be better than this. If I had only studied the right course, if my parents were actually wealthy, if my mom is Angela Merkel, if my parents are that, oh, I'm sorry, your parents are not what you thought they could have been, but is that a reason for you to get stuck in a particular level? No. Don't be like this lame man whose excuses has actually confused or giving him a permanent thought that he couldn't be better, he couldn't be healed. But thank God for the merciful Jesus who healed him. At times, it is important or to take few steps backward in order to run forward. If you have to take a new study program, then do it. If you have to change environment, then do it. Don't get stuck on excuses. You can actually start afresh. You can start afresh with the help of God to help you to run faster. If you don't take a step, if you don't take responsibility for your life, then who will? You have to take responsibility for your life. Stop dwelling on your past mistakes. Stop dwelling on the past. Now this is a new season. A new season where you should take responsibility for your life. A new season where you should make new decisions that would help you to move forward. And what step will you be taking today? I would encourage you to take bold steps. Bold steps that will take you to where God has planned for you. Don't just have faith. Faith without works is dead works. So, get up and take actions. Get up and take actions. In the story of Moses, and when Moses was a baby, his mom had faith that God was going to save him from being killed when the king was killing all the young men, all the babies, all the male babies. But she didn't just have faith, she took action. The action she did was to make a basket that water could not enter, put Moses in it, and then put him on the water when at the time that she knew that the princess would come. She didn't just have faith, she took action. Don't just pray, take actions, and don't dwell on your past mistakes or what, and stop dreaming of a better you without taking action. Take action. It is not too late to start afresh. Thank you, and join me again this same time